Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty. I have to say that today is going to be an extraordinarily interesting day because I had two guests on for the show, I guess. I'm not really quite sure what happened, but it looks like there was some sort of mishap in regards to scheduling, and I'm not sure what is transpiring. So I'm not sure if we're going to have a guest tonight or if we're going to have two, or maybe we'll have 5, 12, something. I have no idea. Something happened somewhere in coordination land, and we'll see. But it's Living and Thriving with Rusty, and today is Sunday. It's Sunday night. It's beautiful. I made a roaster chicken. I worked all weekend. I'm packing and purging and getting ready for a large move and a court hearing. We have our relocation hearing coming up in a couple of weeks, which I'm really excited about. It's 4 years in the making, so, you know, prayers are very much needed at this point. But packing, purging, cleaning, selling off all the big items so I can have the smallest truck possible, painting, and working. It's crazy. I am a single mom, and it's actually very crazy to think that I'm getting all of this done. I have no idea how I'm getting it done, but it seems to be working out just fine. Who knows? So make sure that you tune in on Wednesday. I will tell you who's on. Super excited about that, too. There are so many guests, and there's some big news coming up in the next couple of weeks. So if you're not on my Facebook, you're going to want to be, because I have a video coming out to a friend of mine. I've been so busy this weekend, I haven't redone the video, but I'm going to be doing that this week, and I don't know what to tell you. It's going to be kind of exciting news coming up, but you have to be on Facebook or Vimeo or Google to participate, and we're going to need your help. Anyway, so facebook.com/CeliacRoads. And Janice Hoffman, she's a relationship coach. I could so use that because, you know, I've been avoiding them like a plague after the last possibility who was, well, he already had a girlfriend. I guess I was just the toy. I can't figure that one out. So that was an epic fail, 5 epic fails in a row. So Janice is going to walk us through relationships and all of that good stuff. And somebody's dialing in. Hello, who am I speaking with? Again, so I'm not sure who's actually coming on tonight because we were double booked. But we had Hannah Hundial as well as Janice. Who else was it? I have no idea what happened in this kerflunk. Tiffany Jameson, Van Der Lint, author, and I believe we actually had to reschedule her because she's quite some distance away. She's an author of the book, The Radical Self Expert, The Fastest, Simplest 7-Step Method to Discover How to Be Your True Self. So she might come on, or Hannah Handel might come on, or they both might come on, and that'll just be a 2-for-1 special for all of you out here. Hello, it's Rusty.
Hi, Rusty. It's Tiffany. I wasn't sure if we were supposed to have our fabulous communication today or not, so I said, I'm just going to take a chance and call because last time I missed the daylight savings time, so heck, why not?
Now, Miss Tiffany, I have to tell you that I have to go back and edit all of this because somehow, some way, there was a double booking. And this particular show has Hannah Hundel, who's a high school student out of California, who emailed me this beautiful email really wanting to be on the show to talk about her ambition and her workout and her fitness and all of that good stuff. But it was actually your show, too. So I, you know, I just want to forewarn you that the editing has to happen to make sure that you have the right clip. So Miss Tiffany, what time is it where you are? I've been dying to talk to you for like 2 days.
Yeah, it's like 12:35, but you know what, Rusty? We can we totally can reschedule. Like, I know last time it was I was late. I set my alarm clock for the daylight saving time. It didn't even occur to me that you guys went ahead
before
we went ahead over here. And I set my alarm, I got a nap, and I, you know, came on. I was like, oh, damn.
Well, actually, I have to tell you, I think as I go through the archives, and we've had so many people wanting to be on the show that I'm actually quite impressed that 18 months into it that no, we haven't ever had a double booking. And you're the only one on, so this is your show. I just have to edit the episode information. So I apologize for that ahead of time, and hopefully I'll be able to do that, but I'm thrilled that you're here, and good evening. I know it's nighty-night time and, you know, snuggle bug time. Are you still in Switzerland?
Well. Yeah, no, Switzerland, I wish I was in, well, no, I don't wish I was in Switzerland. Their cheeseburgers are like $15 a hamburger.
That's what
I
heard.
I'm in the Netherlands.
Yeah,
Netherlands, right? Like,
that's
it's
the
crazy
yeah, yeah.
expensive over there, yeah. So, you
know. Yeah. Yeah. No, I have a pen pal in Switzerland, so he's constantly telling me about the beauty and the charm, and unfortunately he doesn't eat horse or pig, so, you know, he gets to skip half of the meals that they offer, but that's a different show.
Yeah, well, they are meat eaters over here. They are, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have to say, Europeans, they're big on their meats, okay? Like, they don't mess around. Like, Denmark is, like, the largest pork purveyor, if you They sell the most pork products or something.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't do the pork or the beef, and so we grew up. When I was growing up, we were so poor. We were ridiculous poor, and we used to get pork out of a can. And when you opened up the can, there was like this coagulated bones and fat, and it smelled awful. And it just was nasty. And I grew up Southern Baptist. So on top of that, in the Bible, it says you're not supposed to eat pork because you're going to die. And so I had this double whammy of, like, not, you know, the whole sensory thing on top of the philosophical piece. I can't do it. When I, my
She's
ex-husband
like,
used to.
I'm sinning, and it's slimy.
It was so nasty. I don't know how our soldiers do it. God bless them, because... Lord.
Oh, gosh. It's a slimy sin. Oh, my goodness. That's the worst kind
of
sin.
Oh, the bones taken out? It was awful.
Ew. Yeah, that wouldn't make me pork friendly either. I mean, we were poor and bootleg, don't get me wrong, but I don't even remember getting pork out of a can.
It was a silver can, and it had black writing on it, and it said pork, and it had a pig stamped on it, and that was it. So I can't even tell you if it really was pork, if they just wanted to pretend that, I don't know. I don't eat it. I'm good.
Rat and put it in the can, right?
Who knows? Lord, save us all. I don't know if Montesano was around then either. All right, I'm on fire tonight. So, Tiffany, because I've been able to stalk you and actually am quite your stalker fan who just adores you, why don't you tell us who you are and what you do? Because you have, like, this incredible you're a hot ticket like I am, so it's been fun to stalk. I didn't send you roses, though.
I'm sorry,
that
was funny. Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of giggling because
Amen.
I do it often, and I have a lot of teeth, so it helps me to, you know, relax
you
my
teeth?
Jaws so that I have to hold the teeth inside of my mouth. And,
Amen.
So
you whistle and laugh.
I've written I'm going to be giggling the whole time. So, like, I've written some books, and, Yeah, the latest one is called Guru Worship, and that was for all my entrepreneur sisters and, you know, cool brothers out there in the entrepreneur planet who are getting swept up into paying these business coaches and aren't getting, like, information that really will build their businesses and their practices. And I have to step up and say something because I'm kind of a rebel, as you know, and a little bit of radical.
So when I see things, door.
I see things go a little bit awry, I have to speak up. So that was like the latest little project that I just put out. But so I'm an author. I've written 4 books so far. I'm actually finishing up the 5th one as we speak. And I founded the Yay Me University, where you discover your true self, boost your true wealth, and live happily with days filled with yay, the easy way. So it really is just about you having more of you in your life, you know, because a lot of, I think, or my experience has been, there are a lot of, I don't want to say gurus, but yeah, like personal development people, right? And they want to tell you how to be, right? They want to say, okay, you have to meditate like me. You have to think like me. You have to do this like me in order to have my level of, you know, and it's just absolute utter nonsense. Because I don't want you to be like me, and God didn't put you on this earth to be like me. He wanted you to be like you, because we all have a place here on this planet, and we're all supposed to contribute to each other, right, by being the fullness.
I want to be just like you song from Jungle Book. I was waiting. I was waiting for you to start singing, because it was almost perfect. Like, I'm all into Jungle Book. I love Mowgli, and we actually have a living Mowgli here in town. But
really?
That's a completely different show. He's not a dressed human that walks on the streets here. But it's really funny. when I first moved to town,
fascinated. I'm like, you got any footage or?
I know. I keep wanting to take pictures of him and Facebook it, but then I'm like, well, that's kind of awkward. He might, you know. He might be one of my fans. He's like, you're living Mowgli. You know, I'm walking that line.
There, right? Right? Yeah. It's like, hey, that's my photo. Okay, copy that. I guess that. So, yeah, that's like my thing. And, you know, I giggle and laugh and, you know, try to get people to see possibilities where there aren't any, because there are. So that's it. I live in the Netherlands now. You know, I'm licensed to practice in California, but I live in the Netherlands. I came here to breed, literally to breed. And I married my husband 5 days after meeting him. So that's something. We met on the internet.
Shut the front door.
So
get
true.
Out. You did not.
I wish I was making that up. It's a true story.
Oh, girl, I am like... I don't know if you heard my intro, but Lord, I'm definitely like I attract the anti-just the scariest of scaries. So you met this guy on the internet and you married him 5 days later. Are you okay? Are you a medicine?
You know, I'm still alive, so I guess that's something, right?
You can be yet. I'm not in the trunk
that
of the car. I swear, bang bang.
7 years ago. So, like, and you know what, Rusty? It was totally like a fluke. I mean, oh God, I was so, like, I was practicing law in California, and he was here in the Netherlands, right? And I love internet dating. I just think it's the best thing ever, because when you're busy, and I date, like, interracially, right? So, like, if you're busy, you know, it's, like, so easy to meet people. So, like, I saw this guy, I was like, oh, he's kind of cute, but I didn't take him seriously because I would never have thought I would have left my practice. Like, that was just not even in the cards for me, you know? And I was like, oh, okay, I'll send him a little wink or something. And he's like, wrote back, he's like, oh, my dream woman. I was like, whatever. Like, I mean, really, I was like, whatever, dude. Like, do you think you're one of many, you know?
Oh,
but
I get that all the time.
Me. Yeah, he was like, oh, God, I'm going to marry you. And I was like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever. So he started calling and stuff, and then he called my assistant, who's, like, one of my favorite people on the planet, even now, like, we've been together 10 years, and he called her and arranged to fly to California on my birthday, which is March 2nd. So he flew in on March 1st, He proposed on March 2nd, and we were married on March 6th, and that was 7 years ago. And we have three babies. Shut you know, after losing five babies, we have three healthy babies now. And, yeah. True story.
I'm going to sit in your
and
office
sometimes
chair.
Sometimes I even like him. Like, some days I even go, okay, I like you today.
Some days
I go,
like
do you want me to like you? Yeah, I go, do you want me to like you? And he's like, yes, please. I go, okay, I'll think about it. And I'll let you.
And enter the passive-aggressive relationship. But you have three babies now. Good for you.
We do. We do. We lost five, and that was, like, sort of how everything came together, Rusty, was, like, when we lost those five babies, that was, like, the catalyst for, okay, like, what the hell? Because, you know, we were, you remember the, everybody remembers the secret, right? Like, it was so hot, and it was like, okay, just think positive, and, you know, money will fall from the sky. I was like, oh, well, hell, if it can create money, it can create babies.
Right? Well, that's how I got mine. I swear to God, that's how I got mine.
Yeah, but it didn't work for me because, you know, I had a lot of stuff I had to clear up. But see, they don't tell you that part of the secret, right? They don't tell you, you know, they don't put the disclaimer on that thing, right? Like, okay, you got some subconscious mind stuff. No. You think, okay, be positive, babies. No. Like, that's
so
not how it
so was it all at once or what? And unfortunately, I have to tell you, we have chatted so much that we have 13 minutes left.
Oh,
no pressure.
Right. Okay, sorry.
Right. So was I know I'm gonna have to have you on like two more times just so we can cover everything. So did you go on the puppy making medicine that they kept telling me? Oh, you can take this medicine, but there's chances you're gonna have 8 to 12 at once.
You look like a litter. It would have been smarter to have a litter, right? I would have saved my body, you know, just do it all at once and be done with it. No,
so it
the, actually, those were like five. Yeah, it was three losses that were individual babies and then a set of twins that we lost. I had to actually deliver them in the car on the day of my baby shower. And all because, you know, I didn't trust myself. And, like, that's, you know, that's how it really sort of hit home for me. Like, you have to be your own expert. You know, you have to be able to trust yourself. And that was not something I grew up with because, you know, when you're abused and neglected and your parents are bootleg in the name of Jesus, you know, you're all messed up.
Yeah. we're lucky we're not drooling and twitching.
Right? You know what I mean? You got the slimy sin pork. You know, you're just like, dear heavens.
Lord.
You know, I'm going to burn in hell, you know, from that one time. You know, God, you're just so screwed up. You know, why did I let him molest me when I was 4 years old? It was all my fault. You know, you're all screwed up, right?
Oh, no, that
and,
was horrible,
and I,
yeah.
And I really That's... had to deal with that stuff, and they didn't tell you that part in the secret. So it took, you know, some of us a little bit longer, you know, to figure out, oh, there's something else going on here that's blocking all the goodness. And when I left my practice, we've moved here, and I was pregnant, like, within weeks once I left my bootleg family and everything else. I was pregnant, and then we had another set of twins, Bliss and Stryker, and they were 6 months old, and I got pregnant with Spring. We didn't even expect her. Like, we didn't see her on the horizon, you know. And then I had my husband fixed because he's old, so he really doesn't need any more children.
Well, what was the romantic turn there? Honey, I'm going to have to take you out back and shoot you, or we're going to have to fix you.
Yeah. No, I said, we're going to get you fixed because, as you can tell, I'm very direct. So I said, yeah, I think you should be fixed. But because he's old, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's a handsome guy, and, you know, he has that whole, you know, blonde hair, blue eye thing, you know, and all that. He's fly 6'4", you get the drill. But he's old, okay? And at some point, he's going to be Charlie Chaplin having kids in his 70s? Come on. Like,
well, I mean, look like Hugh Hefner.
Right?
Whatever.
So
the blue pill, it works. Whatever. Everything looks good when you turn out the light.
Now, see, but you know, you might get caught in one of the wrinkles. Like, you might get folded in or something. Oh, my God. And I like them old. You know, so if they're too old for me, you got to be dang near, like, Methuselah or something if you're too old for me. You know, I like them old.
Oh, Lord, it's Sunday night.
Yeah. So that's our story. Yeah, now we have these babies, and I true stories, people. I call my babies the natives, you know, call them the natives, you know. The natives are restless. The natives infect us. The natives the natives interrupt us. You know,
how old are the babies now?
But they are, the twins are 4, and Spring just turned 3 last month.
Aww.
And they are just
so they're
the coolest
funny age
things ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still semi-sweet, emphasis on the semi. And, you know, it's a little bit strange because they speak more Dutch than English. So it's interesting, like, you haven't lived until your children don't speak your language. That's, like, the freakiest thing ever because you're like, are you cussing at me? Like, you're not sure.
You better watch it because I'll look it up.
Right? Like, where's my translator? Girl, whip out my Android phone. I know what you said, you know.
I said, they said this. What does that mean?
But, you know, but, and then if I say
that's
something
awesome
in Dutch, and they say, hutso mama, you know, they tell me, like, I did a good job, a little pat on the head like a puppy.
Aww.
So I'm like, thank you, you know. But they're, you know, they're great, and I feel blessed, and, you know, yeah, I just feel
yeah,
honored.
Kind of trauma. I mean, I lost one, and
mm-hmm.
that's how we found out that I wasn't evil. They told me I was completely mm-hmm. infertile. And,
oh, wow.
And then magically I ended up with Chloe, but I did. I manifested her, you know. And it's the strangest thing because people don't understand the power of your mind over your body. And we're actually running out of time, so I don't want to talk about my story this time, but I did invite you back for June. I would love for you to tell people how to find you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, just go to the yayme university.com. Like, yay!
I know, I love that. Talk to
and,
us really
you know,
quickly.
There's all kinds
and, like,
of goodies there.
Yeah, there are. There's videos, there's workshops, there's all kinds of fun stuff. Talk to us about what yay means. What is yay me university?
Well, you yay. It's like, you know, you really should celebrate yourself, right? Like, and that's why I could have been like, yay you, right? So people know it's about them. But I want everyone to wake up every day and go, yay me, right? To really embody the beauty that they be, right? To not like, oh, I have to do it like Tiffany. I have to do it like Rusty. But just go, you know what? My life is so freaking awesome because I get to be Barbara, right, today,
yes,
whatever that is, and I get to choose that, and to celebrate even the small things, like the small time that you listen to yourself and it turns out okay, you know, celebrate that, because, you know, it's that quote by Byron Katie when she said, you want to meet the love of your life, look in the freaking mirror, okay, I added the freaking,
right,
but you get the idea, you know, the point is that you have to be your own champion and your own, you know, hero and your own expert.
Right.
And that's
right
what I'm all about, is like to facilitate you having more of you in your life and in your living, and have more money and freedom and fun, and just say, yay, wake up every day and just go, hell yeah, yay. That's what I think.
And I'm a huge advocate for that. And when I don't know if it was my assistant or how you were found and brought to the table, and I looked at your website, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's fabulous like me. This is great. You know, because I'm all about yay. I'm all about groovy. I'm all about, you know, my friends will post on my Facebook page. They'll be like, say YOLO one more time, and I shoot you. And I'm like, YOLO? Because it's true. It's like, it's so true. You only get this opportunity once in a lifetime, so we can either make out, have coffee, have a glass of wine, enjoy each other's company, laugh like crazy, and indulge in the moment,
yeah,
or we can sit back and complain and talk about the things that just have no value or merit in life. So when I reviewed your website, I was like, oh, my gosh, she's perfect. She's fabulous.
Thank you. I know, cheesing everywhere. Like, you have to, like, dig hard and deep to find a picture of me, like, not smiling. But it's because I have a lot of teeth, too. I have a lot of teeth.
Yeah, you know what? You've laughed a lot, and you haven't whistled for us. So this is a good thing, I think. I don't know. The whole toothy
really
laughter
know
thing.
Yeah,
so your fifth book, you have about a minute and a half to talk about your fifth book.
Yeah. Well, my fifth book is more geared towards more entrepreneur stuff, because people are asking me, like, how I do what I do. Like, how do I get 400-something thousand views on my videos in less than a year? And so I just start, you know, telling people, like, how to do it. And, you know, don't just, oh, this person has a big name, I'm going to follow them, because they're not going to tell you how to do it. They're only going to sell you something else to keep you coming back for more.
Right.
It's like a pyramid scheme, you know. So this book is geared towards, towards service professionals. She's like, I'm shocked. Yeah, right. Towards service professionals, like how to you know, build your practice and put out some good business juju so that, it comes back to you, you know, to really show people how they can build their businesses in their lives and just have yummy yayness, you know, without being a scuzzy sleazeball, you know, do what I say, not as I do type thing. Because anybody who's been to my workshops or my webinars or anything like that, no, I only give actionable content. Like, I don't give that fluff of, you know, here's what happened 10 years ago. I'm like, look, okay, this is how you do your videos. Because I want you to come away with something that will actually enrich and enhance your life. And so, definitely come by the Yay University. There's all kinds of stuff for everybody. And I just opened the Yay School of Business, so you can click on that link and get business stuff
very
too.
Cool. So I'm going to offer you something that I've never offered anybody else. You're my first.
Oh, yay.
I actually want to do a Google Hangout and talk as a Google Hangout face-to-face with a group of individuals in regards to Yay University, how we can all, like, motivate and inspire each other. And I have this fabulous person in L.A., so we'll have, like, three time zones covered. It'll be totally cool. Who also is inspirational as well.
And I know how to get those ranked really fast, so that's good. I know how to get Google Hangout ranked on the first page of Google.
I'm just learning how to do I have to tell you. I'll tell you, then I'll make it quick. My first Google Hangout was a couple of weeks ago, and there was three fellas who decided to wave their wee little laddie across the screen. And I'm going, that's not really the intent of how to recreate yourself, but good for you. So I had to block them. It was just the weirdest thing. I'm 380 years old, so I'm just learning how to use this Google Hangout nonsense. And he's waving his little laddie. They all look alike. I'm sorry. I don't need to see any more. Right? So do you have those issues, or is it just my fortune?
I
get that a lot.
Your fortune, darling.
I don't need Chinese anymore. No more fortune cookies for me. I had to hang up. I'm like, I'm good. So we'll have
like
an invite only.
Yeah, I think it was a rusty magnet, that one. So no, I don't really have that. But you know, I'm still new to Hangouts too. I do them, and they're a lot of fun. And you know, I just learned how to get them right because I wanted to do it for my clients. And I don't, you know, when I show people how to do stuff, I try it first. You know?
Right. Mine was definitely interesting.
Well, let me know when. You know, I'm all in favor of hanging out. I'm over here in the Netherlands, so I never get to speak English to anyone who actually speaks English. They think they speak English, but they really don't speak English.
I know. I used to work in Brussels.
Isn't it beautiful?
So I understand.
Yeah, Belgium is so beautiful, and the people are so sweet.
Oh, I love it there. I would not have come back if I wasn't married. And now I'm not married, but I have an 8-year-old, and I can't leave the country. It's very unfortunate. It's like this, you know, God's just setting me up for comics. So you have 30 seconds, and I'm so sorry. This is not by really fast. What is the one message that you'd like to give out to everybody? And then we have to close out the show.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, always be true to you. If it feels light and expansive, then go with that, even when people are against you. And if it feels heavy and contracting and you feel like, ugh, don't do it, because it's not going to turn out well for you. It's not true for you. So just follow your own truth, you know. Be you and love life and come over to the Yay University and have more yay.
Yay me! Yay me!
Yay.
All right. Big hugs, my friend, and let's book another one for June, and let's actually book something sooner for Google Hangouts, all right?
Cool. I'll email
Yay.
Your assistant. And good night, everyone. Thank you for having me.
All right. Love you, love. Take care.
Love you. Bye-bye.
So, go out and visit Tiffany at Yamey University. She is a trip. She's fabulous, and she stayed up really late for us, so that's very cool. I love you. I adore you. I think that you are amazing, and I cannot wait to talk to you on Wednesday. Take care.